Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
It's raining, just a little. Can still hear the birds. Not for long, though. I'm in my car. I've been saying how I'm being really kind to myself, taking it easy kind of a thing, right? Cutting self-imposed responsibilities, giving me undue stress, preventing me from resting and being rested. If a month of rest sounds good, then that means you're exhausted, then I'm exhausted. I'm working on it. It's not a one and done. You know, I'm not exhausted and then I'll be not exhausted and then, right? This is a shift. I'm shifting my ways. And you'll hear me say drumbeat, right? I'm changing my drumbeat. So let me tell you why I'm in the car. I go easy on myself this morning. I'm out here later than usual. No big deal. I'm a little bit later than usual, usually, so my usual is kind of changing, isn't it? I accept. So I go out on the porch and Finn sneaks out on the deck. And I don't panic. He's welcome to be on the podcast. I don't know if he wants to, if he's going to go, you know, back inside. Typically, Finn doesn't like to come outside in the morning. In fact, sometimes he wants me to come inside. You've heard that twice now. He's brought me inside during the podcast. He didn't want to go back inside today. I asked him if he'd like to stay out and be on the podcast, and he said yes. I started the podcast, and as I was recording it, I said, even if I delete this, which I did, I'm glad I showed up here today like this. I was just really kind of just sitting on the deck, looking at Finn, just watching him and listening to him. And, you know, life was slowed down and I was here with you, really, observing and speaking to whatever bubbles up. The energy got a little high for me and it was disruptive. It was loud. So I said, okay, well, this doesn't feel good anymore. You play hot and cold, like, yeah, right? And then it started to get, oh, cold, cold, cold. So course correct. Turn a little bit. Change direction a bit. And see which direction feels better. You don't have to do anything, but just change the direction. You don't have to go anywhere. Just pivot until it feels better. It felt better to give up on today's podcast. I was like, meh, I'm done. I'm not doing it. I'll post a listen again. You know, I'll pick a good episode, repost it. No problem. Self-induced stress. Clip. I don't have to do this. Don't stress out about it. And I was drawn to my car. I realized I didn't want to give up on the podcast and just hang out with Finn. Also realized I forgot my tea. Anyway. Deb, there's a Mentos. Hold on. I'm going for it. It's a Mentos, people. Okay, so I wanted to record. I didn't want to go on the deck. I didn't want to go in the shed. I was drawn to my car. And lately people have been talking about time in the car. People around me anyway, we've been talking about, do you spend time in the car, like alone? Like, do you come home and stay in the car for a few minutes before you go inside? And a lot of people do. I do. And I mean, I also, listen, I realized I just popped a Mentos. What am I doing? It's going to be like, I can't believe I'm not going to do that. Well, I'm just going to get a good suck out of it to wet my whistle. And then, I mean, I think I'll put it on this post-it note right here. Okay. And I'm back. I'm in my car. I'm in my safe place. I'm in my transitional space. This is my transitional space. And some people like their cars. It feels safe. It feels secure. This is where you transition from one thing to another. You can take your time in the transition. You can find solitude. You can process your emotions. You can have a moment of peace. You can have no engagement. You don't have to have it on. You don't have to have the radio on. You don't have to have the windows down. There's probably a spider or two in there, because isn't there always a spider around? But I mean, pretty much, you've got a safe nest, a womb, to just escape. And it's pretty quiet in here. We were listening to the birds when I started, right? My Mentos was echoing like a... So yeah, some people in my life have been like, what? People do that? Huh? And then some people in my life are like, yeah, I stay in my car for 5 minutes. Yeah, I stay in my car for 15 minutes. Yeah, I've stayed in my car for an hour. And sure, sometimes, you know, that might be telling you something. Like, if you don't want to go inside every single time, or if you are constantly finding ways to go for rides or get in the car or park in the lot. I just noticed it's a nice habit that I have. I take 5 to 10 minutes for myself in my office. That's what it feels like. And sometimes it is my office. Sometimes I sit here and I'm going to like get back to those 4 emails. I'm going to pay those 2 bills. And yeah, I might check my social media, whatever. Have a phone call. A lot of my phone calls, I'll be sitting in a parked car. Either at home, I've pulled in and I'm having my conversation before I enter the world. Or, you know, I'm out and about in the world and I'm in my car. In my office. So welcome to my office. We've been here before. But never at home. You've never been to my home office. I've only recorded at, what was it, the Chipotle? The Jersey Mike's? So my morning has shifted a bunch of times, and I've let it shift, and I keep letting go. I let go of the idea of the podcast, and then I let go of letting go of the podcast, and I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I let go of how I thought it was going to happen. I let go of the idea of having Finn on the podcast for the whole time. I let go, and let go, next, let go, next. And here I am in the car. Will I publish this? I don't know, probably. Do I know what I've said at all? Not really. All I remember is the Mentos. But I brought a book with me. And I don't remember what I was going to talk about, because this morning I was told what I am talking about. It is time to talk about it, okay? It's time to talk about shifting through the seasons of our life. Yes, in a very big sense and also in a small sense, right? We can zoom all the way out and look at the tapestry of our entire lives, and we can see the seasons that we have gone through and that we are coming into. Also, a personal winter started for me today. Winter, as in menstruation, as in, yeah, I got my period. And whether you get a period or not, you go through phases. I don't track my period like other people do. In fact, I don't track it at all. I track me. What I do is, when I feel off center in any way, in a great way, when I'm like, I have a ridiculous amount of energy today, I just jot that down. I jot the date and I'll just say, lots of energy. Or I'll jot the date and be like, I cried four times today. I'll jot the date down and say, everyone came to me for advice today. You know, when it's different, when something's different, or like my back has been hurting for 3 days, or right, I'm struggling. I want to strangle everyone. I write the date down. And then every now and I lied. Truth punk myself. I do track my period. Because I am going to write down today's date. I'll go in and I actually just write, it's just a dot because it's a period. but I'll write today's date started. Okay, winter started today. This is day one. Day one. So I'll go back and I'll look at these notes. So what will happen is I'll have this day where I feel like really good about myself or I'll look at Will and be like, hey, you want to do a kettlebell workout? And I'll go, oh, I'm ovulating, you guys. It's ovulation day today because I feel so good about myself. And I'm just like, I've got all this energy. And oftentimes I am right. I go to my notebook and I'll be like, okay, when did I start my last period? You know, ovulation day is going to be like, I don't know, day 13, 14, you know, something like that, from that day one. And I'm usually right on the money. So I don't look to menstruation to tell me what phase I'm in. I keep track of myself. So like I said, this has really, the period is a small part of this. I just notice when I'm off, either way, when I'm up or down or from side or side, I'm off to the side, when something just seems different, when energies have shifted. I make note of it when I've made note of it. You know what I mean? I'm not searching for it. Whenever I make note of it, I like literally make the note. That's it. They're just scribbles. I'm not taking temperature. I'm not counting days. Nothing like that. Only when I go to the notebook and go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, and it'll be a few days, okay. Only when I go to the data. But the data is just me. The data is just paying attention. Okay, but I want to talk about it all today because I am familiar with the cycle. So, day one, winter, okay? That's the day to rest, recover. For me, it's usually 4 days of winter. Incubate. Envision. Will saw, I didn't rush to see it today because I'm being so kind to myself. It's winter. But Will saw a groundhog and I'm like, yeah, I know. Because they hibernate. They're my hibernators. When I see a hibernator, I'm like, I know.
Take it easy.
I'm already hibernating, Phil. Buxitani Phil, right? I'm already hibernating. I know. Of course it's a groundhog. I know. Of course it's a woodchuck. So, right, this is winter. The shedding of what could have been. After 4 days of that, after winter comes spring. Over a week, usually 9 days for me. That is the follicular phase. It's spring. The seeds are being planted. It's time to plan and play. My ADD, my undiagnosed everything, is just off the charts. It's pew, 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 pew. It's yes, it's go girl. It's do it. It's on top of the world. It's doing everything. Oh yeah, it's spinning all the plates. It's constellating. It's spring. I can tell when it's spring usually. You know, and then summer creeps up on me. That's that day where I accelerate and move and talk and connect and show myself. Here I am. It's also when my body's like, make a baby. Look at her. Don't you want to impregnate her? So I can feel that usually. I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is, yeah. This is my superwoman day. All right. So how great is that for myself? I know that I'm only superwoman like once a month. Why would I ever think about trying to come close to that every day? Dude, I'm only ovulating once a month. I'm only superwoman once a month. And I go dark for 4 days. I hibernate for 4 days. I look forward to my period. I look forward to winter. So even if you don't have a period, you have winter. Trust me. Keep tabs on yourself. You'll feel it. Winter comes after that FU month. Not FU month. Sometimes it feels like a month, right? And it could be for you. Who knows? Everyone's cycle's different. Mine's about 27 days. It used to be about 32 days. It changes. Changes. And right now, it's like a rock solid 27 days right now. Cycle. So who knows how long your seasons are, but you have them. You have them. And so if you feel like you're pushing everyone away, it's fall. You're getting ready for winter. You're getting ready to go off and hibernate. Of course you're pushing people away. It's not the time to bring them close. You're going to leave. You won't want to be around me. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be gone. I need to go within and be with myself and rest and recover. I need to incubate for 4 days. So if you find yourself really, you know, right, being standoffish, you're in fall, okay? Or you might be in winter and not know it. Falling into winter, okay? So, right, fall comes next, you know? And that's even longer usually than spring. For me, it's almost 2 weeks, fall, about 12 days. That's the luteal phase. That's the time when you could be pregnant, but I always say right out loud, the egg is dead. The egg is dead. Because I'd rather the egg be dead, okay? I'd rather shed the skin. I'd rather go through these phases. I've been pregnant twice. It was magical. And I'd rather continue with something else. I'd rather continue on this path. So fall is the luteal phase. The egg dies. But it is that time that you could be pregnant. So you're sensitive. All your senses are heightened. And you see it all. You see the shadows. You are a mama bear with that intuition. You are truth serum. You reflect naturally. And you're harvesting. In fact, oftentimes you're shopping. In this day and age, I will find I'm shopping, I'm cleaning up, I'm tying up loose ends. And last night I told Will, because he had moved on to like the rest and repair phase of our day. He's like waiting for me like, hello, aren't we watching TV and having snacks and cuddling and laughing and doing all of that? And I'm like sitting in this chair and I'm sending messages and I'm returning emails and I'm paying bills. And I, you know, instead of doing that on like a Sunday during the day when we have like free time, I could feel it. I was wrapping up loose ends. And I said, oh yeah, winter's coming, baby. Winter's coming. Cause I just wrapped up all the, I was just so productive right then. I just wrapped up all those loose ends. And, I forgot about it this morning. Remembered. Remembered about it. Nailed it. I totally nailed it. So keep track of yourself. Well, the period is a very small part of that. Very small part of this. Write these things down. Just write the date down and write how you were. Write the date down and write how many times you cried. Write the date down and say, everyone came to me for advice today. Write the date down and said, I did everything on my to-do list. I don't know how I got all this energy. Write it down. Just write it down and forget about it until you're called to go look back. And you know, I'm a math nerd, so I like to do a little math and check things out, and I like to look for patterns. So I do, and it's fun. And that's what I came to my car to talk to you about. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Oh my gosh, it's the freaking groundhog. Oh my gosh, I love it. Let me see if I can snap a photo. Bye, guys. Love you. See you tomorrow. Oh yeah, I said that I brought a book with me. I think I said that I brought a book with me, and I did bring a book with me. It's called The Shift by Wayne Dyer. Taking your life from ambition to meaning. When I thought about the seasons of life and thought about how this is relatable to everyone, I mean, Wayne Dyer, I don't think he had his period, and he talked about the seasons of life beautifully. I highly recommend the movie that goes along with this. It's called The Shift. I'm pretty sure it's just up full version on YouTube. And for my ego to talk right now, it's honestly like one of those like cheesy Hallmarky type movies, and I really flip and love it. So there's that. You know, I didn't expect to enjoy it so much, because you'll know what I mean when you put it on. You'll be like, you know, you'll know the flavor. Movie, but you've never tasted this one, okay? Watch it. Or if you're a reader, read The Shift. I have a copy that I'll give to you or send to you if you want. Local library, dude. You know, usually your library can get anything. Even if they don't have it there, they can usually get it for you. So use your library. But I'll put this in the show notes, because I'm pretty sure I did say, hey, I have a book with me, and then I went off on a tangent. But I got a picture of the groundhog, woodchuck. I don't know the difference. See you tomorrow.